Well, we certainly did have a great time while we were away. And I don't know how many of you have the opportunity to make it to the shore, but it's one of my favorite places to be. But one of my favorite things to do while we're there is to look for seashells. You know, you can probably remember this as you're a kid. Maybe you don't do it as a grown-up anymore, but I encourage you to give it a shot. Now, we're not the die-hard seashell lookers. We don't get up at sunup. But there are certain shells that my wife and even my girls really like, and it's the purple ones. And I like to go and I'll just collect the purple ones. And you just walk up and down the beach. And at the Outer Banks, it's not, as I remember certain places being, for instance, Ocean City. When we would go to Ocean City, you have people in front of you, people behind you, people on each side. People's children are running around kicking sand on your blanket. Well, the Outer Banks is different. It's a lot more open. Typically, you may not have anyone for 10 to 25 feet. Never anyone in front of you or behind you, but you may not have anyone 10 to 25 or even 50 feet sometimes before you encounter another person. So you have lots of beach to walk. And you sit there and you look for those perfect shells. And I have not found that perfect shell yet. I mean, outside of going to the stores, I'm talking about on the sand, when you first get there, you look for that purple shell. And, you know, the one that's just going to fit on a necklace, or it's going to just be just right. It's not chipped. It's not broken. And I'm not the only one doing it. You see grown-ups. You see young kids. They're all walking. And everyone's looking for that perfect shell. And it just always seems to elude you. I mean, in the stores, where do they find those perfect sand dollars at? I've never seen one wash up on shore. I guess I'm just always at the wrong place at the wrong time, never capable of finding precisely what I'm looking for. It reminds me a lot of today's gospel lesson from Luke. You know, we live in a world that, quite frankly, is not a lot different from the time when Jesus walked the earth. Still full of sin, still searching for that one thing that eludes so many people, peace. Everyone seeks peace. And how many truly find it? How many are truly restful and certain and peaceful? I have acquaintances, people that I work with, they try to find peace in Buddha. They try to find peace in nature. It eludes them. It's like that shell. And sometimes when you see that perfect shell, because I think one time I did see it and a wave came up and swept it away. And where is it? It's gone. I lost it. Did it get buried in the sand? Did it get swept out at sea? I don't know. I thought I saw it. You know, a lot of the world's like that. They seek peace in all the wrong places. And Christ today, his message is true peace, can only be found in the Son of God, only in Jesus Christ. It's the only place it truly exists. At one time in our scripture reading today, Jesus says that peace was hidden from the people. They seeked it. Is that the right word? That doesn't sound right. They sought. Mel, correct me. Is that right? Sought. Thank you. They seeked it. The Good Beaver County school system. But they sought. And he said that peace was hidden from them. And he wept. This is our Savior, the Son of God. He looks out over Jerusalem. The chosen people, right? If only you knew the peace that stood before you today. And they missed it. The scribes, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, while the Prince of Peace is standing before them, on their mind is, how can I kill this man? They missed it. And he weeps. We have, I saw this, I can't take credit for it, but I saw this. We have the Holy Scriptures in our hands today. The writings, the true, inspired, God-breathed Word. And I read somewhere that the Bible is, the Holy Scriptures are like a GPS, a global positioning system that points in only one direction. It points to Jesus Christ. From Genesis all the way to Revelation. It reminds me of that silly commercial where the guy is in the car. What is he? He's, I can't think of his name, Julian. Help me out. He's not Menace.
Mayhem.
Mayhem. That's his name, Mayhem. And they're going down the road, and he just keeps, as the GPS system, he's calling out, turn right, turn left, turn right, recalculating, and the car ends up getting in a crash. Well, I think we're a lot like that. We have the Bible that says, this is the way to Jesus. Don't go down that path. How many times do we make the wrong turn? I don't know, if you're like me, too many times. And you can hear it right up here in your head. Recalculating, get back on the right road, Dennis. And it brings us right back into the right path. And you have to understand that this Prince of Peace still weeps today. He weeps for every one of us when we go off the beaten path. He weeps for every one of us who do not put our faith and our trust in Him. Keep your faith in Christ. The peace was hidden during our scripture reading today, but the peace is wide out there for us today. And what happens when you're without this beautiful peace? Well, you're fidgety, you're nervous. You wonder how you're going to make ends meet. How will I get through this test? How will I get through school? How will I get through my job? How will I complete this task? How can I be in two places at once? We've all been there. When you have the peace of Christ in you, and you look inwardly and you feel that, you no longer have those worries. They still crop up from time and time again, but that peace just comforts you and helps you get through those difficult times. Without Christ's peace, there is nothing but mayhem on both sides of the path that you're supposed to be following. Sin is allowed in. Our other readings today fit so well with this one. The Old Testament reading, the epistle reading, even the psalm, if you go back and read it, death, destruction, mayhem, it's all around. And what protects you? But the peace of the Lord. It's what we need. We need more of this peace. We need to accept it. For us, the peace is no longer hidden. As I said, it's found in word, in sacrament. It's given to us. We can pick up the Holy Scriptures and read it. We can attend worship, praise God, and receive Holy Communion. Today, it's a special day in the church because we have two members who have said, I found this peace. I found this peace that's been eluding me all my life, and I now want to be a part of this church and be accepted into the family of Jesus Christ through the sacrament of holy baptism. It's a fantastic and joyous day. I've said this before and I'll say it again. We're having peaches downstairs. It's a peach day. And in celebration of bring a friend to church, and also in honor and celebration of the baptism of Ray and Casey. But you know what? And I know this is not feasible. This should be a filet mignon day. You knew it was coming, Lori, didn't you? This should be a filet mignon. We should be killing the fatted calf and serving up the best steaks. This is such a joyous day for two people who have found true peace. You will still go down paths you shouldn't go down. You will still hear that GPS in your system, in your mind, saying, turn left, get back on the road. But it's different because the peace of Jesus Christ is going to fill you. The Holy Spirit will be filled in your heart, and that peace will overcome you. We should be just absolutely joyous in celebrating this day. I want to make sure everyone congratulates and just hugs. You're going to get hugged all over today, Ray. You can't stop it. And welcome our two newest members into the church today, because it is a glorious day. It is a wonderful day. the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding, will be with two new people and will be with all of us. We will be remembering our baptism today. We'll be receiving Holy Communion, where the body and blood of Jesus Christ will be eaten and drank. And the forgiveness of sins will just pour off of your body. It's a beautiful day. I'll tell you when this really comes into play. This week, the Lord called home two really, really special people. We had Nancy Liston. For those of you that were not aware, I sent out an email with an update, but Nancy Liston, who had run Compassion Ministries at Unionville. She's been here on numerous occasions to tell us about her ministries. She devoted all of her time, probably more than her husband would have wanted, to Compassion Ministries in feeding people who didn't have a lot, in clothing the children of the Freedom area, and she passed away this week. Unexpectedly. They had a prayer meeting, as I understand, that night for another member of their congregation who was going through some difficult times. And after the prayer meeting, she went down and she folded clothes to get ready for the next day. And she went home because she was ill. And she died. It took an hour and 15 minutes for me to get through the line for the viewing. They didn't leave Gabe Bauer's funeral home for the viewing on the first night, as I understand it, until 10 o'clock at night. The second night was, there was just as many people there. I don't know how many attended her funeral yesterday, if you could even venture a guess, Carol, but it had to be in the hundreds. Packed. Cars up and down the street. How do you get through that? Peace. The peace of God. It's the only thing that kept her husband up, was the peace of the Lord. To know that although he's sad that she's no longer with him, he specifically told me when I met him in the viewing line, he says, the Lord has someone very special with him right now. Sad for him, but what a joy it is for Nancy. She suffered many ailments, and all those ailments are now gone. And a second person who passed away, some of you may know and others may not, but Bill Haddix. Bill Haddix was a staple in the community of New Brighton. He was a Sunday school superintendent for many years. And he was a figure at the playground. Yes, when people still went to playgrounds. The playgrounds when I grew up were packed. There were kids that just came out of the woodwork from 9 o'clock in the morning until supper time and then after that. And Bill Haddix was always there, playing basketball, playing football, playing softball. He was always at the playground. He lived next door to the playground. And as I was at his funeral yesterday, and the words of the preacher there just really hit home. He said, today, although it will be sad and mournful for some of you, today is not a day in which things end. Today is a graduation. Bill lived his life, and today, when he passed away, we celebrate his graduation to going on to something higher and better. And it is only through God, through the peace of Jesus Christ, that family is capable of accepting it. Have this peace. Don't search for it in other ways. The peace that you search for is only found through Jesus Christ. Amen.